I'm David Brancaccio. In about an hour and a half, data about the economy that's about as fresh as it comes gets released. It's data that will guide job searches, interest rates, and many other money decisions. The typical bet by forecasters is that 170,000 more people were on payrolls in the month just ended, the slowest rate of job creation this year. We'll also get the household survey of who's got a job and who's looking to yield the unemployment rate. Later today, we'll learn how much money was spent building housing in America in July. Higher interest rates make construction loans more expensive, also making construction more expensive. Climate change. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
In states where natural disasters are becoming more common, builders are demanding more climate-resistant building materials, like steel-reinforced walls and wind-resistant glass.
And so then that makes it costlier if there's a spike in demand coming from all home builders in that area.
That's Paranitha Sastry, a finance professor at Columbia Business School. As natural disasters pick up, Sastry says developers face additional regulatory hurdles, too, if they want to, say, qualify for the National Flood Insurance Program.
You know, elevation requirements, there are, you know, maybe restrictions on basement construction.
Many insurance companies have been raising home insurance premiums in disaster-prone areas. Some insurers have stopped offering home insurance in certain states. Benjamin Collier, a professor at Temple University, says that makes it harder for people to get mortgages. And as a result,
even building those homes becomes more complicated because it's hard to find buyers for them.
And Collier says construction projects themselves could face higher insurance costs, too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.